One of my favorite authors, Clarissa Pinkola Estes, relates a folk tale that she heard from an old African-American man. "This is the way of the old African kings," he whispered to her before he told this tale. In the story, an old man is dying, and he calls his people to his side. He gives a short, sturdy stick to each family member, and he tells them, "Break that stick." And they break it very easily. "This is how it is," he says, "when a soul is alone. Without anyone, they can easily be broken." But then the old man gives everybody another stick, and he says, "This is how I want you to live after I'm gone. Put your sticks together in bundles of twos and threes. Now break those bundles in half." And no one could break them in half. The old man smiled. "We are strong when we stand with another soul. When we are with another, we cannot be broken." Remember the night before Jesus gave himself for us in crucifixion. He was praying to the Lord, and his one desire was, "Lord, make the disciples one as we are one. Make the church one." It's the message that we read here in Ephesians. "With all humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another in love, make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Beautiful, inspiring words. Hanging out together, working together, being together, serving the Lord together, seeking unity as Christ followers, even as we share our different gifts, our different sticks that we've been given. Nature has many examples of even creatures working together, bonding together in order to survive the harshness that the environment sometimes brings. One of those examples, believe it or not, is this little insect that we all despise called fire ants. We like to avoid those fire ants because their bite is so painful. But these little creatures can teach us a valuable lesson. They have developed a coping mechanism, a way to survive the rains that flood their colonies. They will link together and assemble into flat, waterproof rafts that can float atop floodwaters. I've only seen it on video. I've never seen it in person. But scientists have actually studied this behavior of the fire ants. These little rafts actually become water repellent due to the interlocking pattern of the ants. Some ants in the raft are even submerged below the water surface, but because of this interconnection, there are little tiny air bubbles that they breathe air while supporting the colony on top of them. Eventually, the little colony washes up on ground. Sometimes we get irritated because fire ants seem to survive anything, like cockroaches. You know, it can rain and rain and rain, and you're still going to have more fire ants in your yard. But their skill of surfing by holding on together makes them mobile and water repellent. Scientists have discovered through their study that this little raft, the colony, can float, if needs be, up to 2 months and survive. That is amazing for a creature that big without a big brain. That is just amazing. But this strategy that helps them survive is all about interconnection. By measuring the force required to break those links between the ants, The scientists have compared the ant's grip force on a par with that of a human being able to suspend 6 elephants off the ground. That's amazing. It might even equate with the clutch that you have on that coffee cup before 8 o'clock in the morning. Let somebody take it out of your hand. Not going to work. But how do we gain inspiration from such a tiny little creature? Insight into the unity of the body. Paul reminds us there's one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Sometimes we have difficulty in remaining unified when our gifts and our roles get divided up. Each of us has a gift to offer. Some are apostles, some are preachers, some are teachers, some are evangelists, some are Bible school experts. We have a lot of those around here. But there's no one person who can do it all by themselves. We do the work of God as a church collectively. This means there must be humility, understanding, patience, and that everyone be encouraged to offer their unique gifts. If we spend time trying to break off from each other because this person isn't doing the job the way we think they should be doing the job, then we destroy that raft, that lifeboat, that helps us all survive, thrive, and do well as a body together. When new people come and join us and add to our Christian community, we need to find ways for them to use their talents and their gifts to offer their best to the whole body. We must welcome every person who comes, and we must hold on tight to each other in this dangerous world that we live in. You may see some people missing this morning. We named a few in our prayer time. Give them a call. Let them know they're being thought of, that we care, and we want to walk with them through their times of suffering or sickness or grief. Life in this world is hard. There's no doubt about it, even when we're part of a body of Christ. But if we don't hold on to each other and work together to help people overcome the challenges they face, the difficulties, the struggles of life, then surely our raft will sink and our connection will be weaker. Theologian and pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer captures the security of shared faith in his book, Life Together, when he says, "The Christ in his own heart is weaker than the Christ in the word of his brother. His own heart may be uncertain, but his brother's heart is sure. When we lean on each other, sometimes I may be weak and you give me strength, or sometimes your neighbor in Christ can strengthen you with a journey that they've already made, like battling cancer or losing a job and having to change their plans or even to move to a different place. We can help each other as we live through different challenges in our journeys." I'm going to talk about Reverend Jeff this morning with his permission. He has served as director, spiritual director of Grace Camp for over 5 years. And that's one of the ministries that we support in the Methodist Church. It's a camp for children who have a parent incarcerated. And they start out with elementary, they go through high school. And Jeff realized when he started working with Grace Camp that some of the volunteers who'd been working with Grace Camp had been there for over 15 years. And he was coming into it as a new person. And they would see the same children year after year, starting with elementary all the way through high school. And the volunteers would form this supportive faith community with those children. The goal is to offer those children support, love, hope, and hopefully break that cycle of children growing up to be incarcerated because their parent was incarcerated. For many years, Jeff and I, before he became spiritual director, we would transport kids that didn't have a way to go. Most of the Grace camps were at Camp Estruma, but not all of them, off of Baton Rouge. And when I would have these little kids in my back car, you know, the first time they would come, they'd be so nervous. But every time I would pick them up to go home, they would all be crying because they didn't want to leave. It was such a rewarding and meaningful experience to them. But one year, not only was Jeff asked to be the spiritual director, he was asked to be the cabin director because they didn't have enough volunteers. So he led worship, but he also lived for a week in the cabin with the boys. And the 13-year-old boys were the ones they gave him. So that was a challenge. But there was one particular youth that had made so much trouble the year before that the year before the staff had had this conversation. Do we invite that kid back again? Do we want to put ourselves through all that misery and disruption? And they were trying to figure out what to do. And one of the counselors said, if you don't let that boy come back, I'm never coming back to volunteer in this camp again. Well, that was a pretty strong statement, and everybody kind of regrouped and rethought, and they decided, okay, we'll let that boy come. He had grown in one year to where they were shocked. He was well-behaved. He was participating in the camp. He even got compliments for some good behavior by some of the staff, and all of the staff were so happy that they hadn't given up on that kid prematurely. That faith community, even though one year was terrible, the next year was better. And he was excited when he left that he was going to go to the high school camp, the middle school and high school camp, the next year. So we had like 4 more years of Grace Camp to go. We never know when we bond with children and youth, when we bond as adults in serving God together, we never know what miracles can happen in someone's life. Every one of us is important to God. Every one of us is important to the body of Christ. We are the life raft for some people. And we need to take that role very seriously. We all need each other. Whether we've been in this church 50, 60 years, or a few weeks, we're a part of the life raft that Christ provides for all of us. So let us cherish one another. Let us serve side by side, encouraging each other. Let's hold on for dear life to one another and promote each other's growth in faith, in hope, in love, and in service to our world. Believe me, if a little tiny fire ant can do it, we can do it. Amen.